Gary Phillips, Precinct 6. Thank you, Mr. Moderator. First, a procedural question. I was just coming in when you provided information on the outline, the procedure this evening for amending, making any amendments to any part of the budget. When did you want that to occur or be offered? After each area was reviewed, was that it?
Amendments can be offered during the discussion on a particular section. Like right now, we're in Section H. You could make an amendment to Section H.
Okay, you'd like them made at that time.
Pardon me?
Okay, they'll be made at that time. I would like later this evening to make a offer an amendment to one of the sections in the budget. And I just wanted to make sure I wasn't out of sync time-wise with when it was you wanted to entertain amendments. That was just a procedural question first.
Okay.
And secondly, I'd like to amplify a little bit on the question made by Mrs. Woods about getting state aid on the cover sheet for the school department budget. Let me back up here a little bit. I should have left it open. I see that we had a whopping 6.6% increase in the special needs department, and I think that was the area that she addressed, because it is, I'd say, the largest area of increase when compared with the fiscal 06 budget. If my crude calculations, rounded off as they were, are correct, I think I'm correct in saying that if we went from $7,600,000 to $8,100,000 in the recommended 07 budget, that had we not taken some $850,000 circuit breaker money last year and diverted it to school projects, then that probably would have been a 0% increase. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. So while we may be concerned about a dramatic increase in the area of special needs, that isn't necessarily the most important concern of this body. And it wasn't last year. The point I'm making is informational, and the fact is that I think it's the Department of Revenue has recommended that when you do have a surplus, that it should go ahead and be used against the following year's fiscal needs, which would have meant that we would not have seen anything like a 6.6% increase in special needs, for special needs. Okay?
Ms. Dely? Before I take that, I just want to make sure you are clear. You may want to make an amendment at some point.
Yes.
If you wanted to make it to Section H, it would have to be made now. Do you understand that?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure you understood that. Okay.
Well, it will be in that area of special needs.
Well,
when it becomes
on
that part of the budget.
On the school budget, the amendments can only be made to the bottom line. That is different than the rest of the budget. So you would, if you were making an amendment to Section H, you would have to make an amendment just to the bottom line amount.
Okay, and then give my justification tailored toward whatever area I thought was relevant, for instance.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Ms. Dely.
I would just like to clarify on the transfer that occurred last year. The transfer that occurred was actually a transfer out of the regular day budget, not out of the special needs budget. The circuit breaker program, the anticipated reimbursement from circuit breaker, was higher than anticipated, which meant that we didn't need to divert funds to cover other areas of the budget, and has resulted in a surplus in the regular day portion of the budget. So the transfer, which I believe was approximately $650,000, was actually made, and the minutes would reflect that, from the regular day portion of the budget.
I'll stand corrected if I need be, but I understood that it was a transfer from special needs, from out-of-district placements to regular day, and that amount then went from regular day to the building projects. But the source of those extra funds was, as I understood it, from circuit breaker funds.
The extra funds were actually from the regular day budget, and the transfer was made.
In the end, I agree, but originally originated from circuit breaker as a source.
Mr. Scatini.
No, they came from regular day. They have your answer, so it's all circuit breaker money that comes in, because of the way it comes in, must be spent. Since we have to spend the money ahead of time, we get reimbursed. We've already spent that money. So all of the money that comes in through circuit breaker is spent on all special education costs. It has to.
Well, if I understand how the school department budget works, we only have bottom line authority. So really, any money that's added to the school department budget is just part of a mix. And basically.
Yeah.
And when you take what is, how do you say that the circuit breaker money from last year, which was $1.3 million, how do you say that circuit breaker money was used? It's like giving to the United Fund. You say, I designate my money go to the Heart Fund. In fact, it becomes part of a mix. And you, who's to say which dollar goes where? And the fact is that if it went to school building projects, it could just as well have been used for special needs. And I guess that's how
I'd like to rest my case. Circuit breaker money was not used to fund anything but special education funds and special education costs. Because of the accounting mechanism that is used, that comes right through town hall, that actually went through an audit process this year by the Department of Education, is one.
Do we have a point of order, Mr. Lautman?
David Lautman, Precinct 4. I'm wondering what last year's budget has to do with this year's budget.
It's very relevant in that. It is recommended that any surpluses from circuit breaker monies be earmarked for circuit breaker for special ed out of district needs in the following year. That's the relevance, and that would mean a reduction in that category called special needs.
Well, Mr. Scatini,
okay. Let me just try one more time and try to provide an answer. No circuit breaker money was used to fund anything for special education costs. The way the accounting works, it's all that has to be. We went through a Department of Education audit this year, and there was not a deficiency in terms of how we spent the money. So in regarding one year to the next, you cannot actually take all of that money, which someone might determine to be a surplus, and move that money from one year to the next. It's not the way the accounting process will allow us to work.
2 years ago, last year the sum was $850.
I think we have the answer on this, and I'd like to move on to other. Is there further discussion? Yes, on my left, Mr. Berman.